Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
The board of RTE released a shock statement this afternoon, admitting to a serious breach of trust with the public. During a routine audit of RTE's accounts in March, attention was drawn to payments made to presenter Ryan Tubridy. The organisation admitted that it paid Ryan Tubridy hundreds of thousands of euros more over a period of several years than it declared to the public and to the Eruchtis. In a statement issued this afternoon, the board of the national broadcaster said that between 2017 and 2022, Mr. Tubridy received a series of payments totaling €345,000 above his annual published salary. For more on this, I'm joined in studio by NUJ Irish Secretary Seamus Dooley and also by Fianna Fáil's Senator Malcolm Byrne. You're both very welcome to the programme. First to you, Seamus Dooley, what is your reaction?
Well, firstly, I've been in RTE on campus all day. I'm shell-shocked, and so are our members. It's a very detailed statement by the board. I acknowledge that. I acknowledge the prompt action by the board. But frankly, we have more questions than answers. And the chief question I'd have is, who signed off on the secret payment to Ryan, and what was the role of the executive board? So we don't know that yet. We know that the board of RTE, who are taking the hit on this in some respects by issuing the statement, have actually issued a statement confirming the payment. What we don't know is the circumstances which led to what was a secret payment.
I'll come back to you on some of those. Senator Malcolm Byrne of Fianna Fáil, what is your reaction initially?
So, and good evening to Seamus and to your listeners, Cormac. This is quite a shock. I obviously sit as a member of the Oireachtas Media Committee. We had the new chair, Shuni Rahalig, in before our committee recently. And again, as Seamus has said, I think there are a lot more answers that are needed here. I think what we need is complete transparency. We need to know the full detail of all of the sums that are involved. A lot of that is outlined in the statement. We do need to know who signed off on them, who knew about them. I think it would be appropriate for Ryan himself to make a statement at this juncture. We need to know that whether this is an isolated incident or it applies in other cases to other personnel in RTE. And I am glad that RTE have commissioned Grant Thornton to investigate that.
That is being reviewed, they say, even though they say it appears to be correct, but that is being reviewed. Do you think Ryan Tubridy should continue on air until this is resolved?
Well, I think it's a matter for Ryan Tubridy to make a statement now around those issues. I think, as Seamus has said, we don't have, even though the RTE board statement is reasonably comprehensive, we don't have the full answers in this case. But I think what we urgently need is transparency from RTE, from Ryan Tubridy's agents, from all of those who are involved, complete cooperation with the Grant Thornton independent investigation. And when that report is published, I will certainly anticipate that Grant Thornton and RTE will be invited to appear before the Oireachtas Media Committee. And I know that Minister Catherine Martin is going to meet the board. But it doesn't help, can I just say, and I think for a lot of the ordinary staff in RTE, who I know RTE is going through a lot of difficulties at the moment, and our big debate at the Oireachtas Media Committee has been around the future of public sector broadcasting, this certainly doesn't help the case being made by RTE. It is very damaging to the national broadcaster.
Do you think it damages RTE's mantra of trust?
I think it does, quite frankly, because you know, there were figures put into the public domain that were incorrect. There was clearly secret deals that were happening. We'd yet to establish, obviously, the extent of these and whether or not they're an isolated case. But what is urgent is that there's transparency. There is a new chair and a new chief executive at RTE. I think it is important for them now that they set out very clearly the values and vision they have for the organisation in light of this, and on receipt of the Grant Thornton report, that they set out that it's transparent exactly what happened, but also the consequences as to what has happened. And we need to know, as Seamus has said, who signed off on this, who approved of it, who knew about it.
Seamus Dooley, you were in negotiations, weren't you, with RTE on behalf of RTE staff for in terms of pay when this was going on?
Absolutely, and we appointed, with the approval of RTE, an external investigator to look at the books. The books were open to us and the negotiations were conducted in good faith on the basis of that information. But the reality now is that that information was false, because there were, not revealed in that, payments made to Ryan Tuberty through a third party, and we've always had concern.
Through this barter account.
Through a barter account.
Do you know what a barter account is?
I have never heard of a barter account, but I don't like the smell of it. And
we're told that a barter account is a common practice in advertising and marketing business, where goods and services are traded through an intermediary company which charges a fee for its services. That's what we're told.
Yeah, so I'm told. All I know, because I'm only a simple union official, is that this is a secret deal which was concealed from us. And I agree. And that raises fundamental, that has implications about the trust of workers and their employer. And the one thing I would point out to people is that the news is brought to you, the members, by members that I represent. You can trust them. But as a consequence of this, they cannot trust their employer. How are we supposed to go in tomorrow on routine discussions on travel and subsistence allowance and wipe the tears of managers as they employ, as they plead inability and all the rest of it, while simultaneously someone signed off on secret payments?
How urgently, Malcolm Byrne, do you want RTE executives or representatives to appear before you're out of this committee?
Well, Seamus knows we are discussing the future of public sector broadcasting at the moment, and the overall question of that funding needs to be addressed urgently. And as you probably know, there is a report on the future of public sector broadcasting on Minister Martin's desk. So this will not help in that and that overall.
And you
discussion.
Want that done promptly? Can I interject for a second? Because can I interject because I've just been given a statement from, on behalf of Ryan Tuberty, and also by his agent, on behalf of NK Management. Let me read you the statement from Ryan Tuberty, first of all. Like many people, he says, I'm surprised by the announcements made in RTE's statement today regarding the errors in the reporting of its accounts. It is unfortunate that these errors are in relation to how RTE have reported payments made to me, but I just want to be clear. This is a matter for RTE, and I have no involvement in RTE's internal accounting treatment or RTE's public declarations in connection with such payments. Obviously, I'm disappointed to be at the centre of this story, but unfortunately, I can't shed any light on why RTE treated these payments in the way that they did, nor can I answer for their mistakes in this regard. And that statement is from Ryan Tuberty. And from NK Management, they say, we were made aware today of RTE's statement concerning its accounting treatment and public declarations of payments made to Ryan Tuberty. These are matters for which RTE has sole responsibility and accountability. There is no issue whatsoever in relation to the payments being made, being properly and lawfully due, and there is no suggestion of any wrongdoing on the part of Ryan Tuberty or NK Management. These issues are solely concerned with RTE's internal accounting treatment and public declarations in respect of such lawful payments. And that's the end of that statement.
I don't accept that comment, because, I mean, you know, the figures are very much in the public domain. And as you know, the national media make a big story every year about how much the top 10 presenters in RTE get paid. And this isn't a matter of a couple of euro being out in terms of the publication letters. This is a difference of €345,000. And
over a number of years, yeah.
Over a number of years. Mm-hmm. But you know, in those circumstances, did Ryan's, you know, manager or agent not seek to go and say, hang on, folks, I think something is wrong here.
I understand that point you're making, but the point that is being made here is they come to negotiation, and whatever way that negotiation is made, it is RTE making the payments, isn't that right?
I accept that. Yeah. I mean, there's no suggestion.
And they're saying it's RTE's problem, so to speak, or concern.
Yeah, there's no suggestion here, I think, that there is, you know, anything unlawful in the sense that it has happened, but it is very clearly a breach of trust. And while I totally understand, you know, that Ryan Tuberty, his agent, acted on his behalf and negotiated, you know, the best deal possible, obviously, on his behalf, you know, the public associate Ryan Tuberty with RTE, and RTE clearly signed off on these payments. Now, what we do need to know is who signed off within RTE.
Yeah. And I think in a way, circuitously, you're agreeing with what they're saying, are you not? Is this an RTE question, or is this a question for RTE executive?
It is an RTE question, but I don't think, in fairness, that RTE or his agents can entirely wash their hands about this. I mean, I think if you're talking about protecting the trust of an organisation for whom you work, and you know, most people, and even though it's a very particular arrangement that's entered into in terms of agents acting on behalf of certain RTE presenters, most people, if you talk to the public, they view the presenters on RTE programmes, including yourself, Cormac, as being paid by RTE. And if your salary, Cormac, appeared, you know, in one of the national newspapers and it was way off, would you not think about saying, hey, listen, you know, my salary is actually more than the amount that was declared? Because this is ultimately about public trust.
I understand.
And it's about our trust in RTE as the public sector broadcaster.
And trust is that word that you were commenting on earlier on, Seamus. But can I get your reaction to those statements?
Well, I simply don't accept that they're rooted in reality. There is no allegation of illegality. But that's a fairly low bar. The reality is that Ryan Tuberty is noted for, he's a brilliant journalist, brilliant, absolutely a man of great integrity as far as I'm concerned. Ryan Tuberty's salary was published for a number of years. It was wrong. My salary is published in the NUJ annual books. If it was incorrect, I would feel morally bound to correct the salary as published. Ryan's salary was incorrect and it was presented
It's surely up to the company paying the salary to correct it, not the recipient.
We're not talking about legal responsibility here. We're talking about someone who appears before the national audience and says, trust me, I'm a journalist. Their salary is incorrect. It's in all of the national papers, and that's the public understanding of a salary. A salary, by the way, which is, and I think I need to make this point, vastly different than the salary of most ordinary people in RTE. And the problem about this is that people listening to this will think that in some way everyone in RTE is earning these vast sums. Okay. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Okay, well, the two statements from Ryan Tuberty and NK Management. My thanks to you both, Seamus Dooley of the NUJ and Malcolm Byrne of Fianna Fáil. You can text us to 51551.